This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, the big news isn't that it's National Filet Mignon Day, although that is news.
That's kind of news.
Yeah. is that the Lions and Dolphins are participating in joint practices. And look, we'll just state what we're seeing without any overreaction. The Lions look great today. Every drill that we have seen, the Lions, whether it's the offense versus the Dolphins defense or the Lions defense versus the Dolphins offense, the Lions have looked like the better of the two teams in almost every way. It stands out. It's obvious. We're reading stuff out of Miami. The Miami reporters are here kind of saying the same thing.
Look, it's also National Prosecco Day. it doesn't mean we're popping bottles because of a nice practice. Right. See how I worked that in, Doug?
Yes.
That's a professional right
Yes,
there.
We're not overreacting. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. We're not going to overreact to it.
We'll get to some Tiger stuff this hour. Let's get to your phone calls. Tommy is in Auburn Hills, and I'm 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tommy.
Man, just having a day. You got me thinking about that. Yeah, the steak, the meat. Yeah, my favorite is a prime rib, and I grew up in Clawson, and if Jansen's listening, he'll have to text you and agree with me on this. The Clawson Steakhouse.
It's a great steakhouse.
They make the best prime rib, and it's like just you get a huge slab of meat, and you get the large side. Unless you're really, really hungry, eat the whole thing. You're going to take a lot home, and it's like you can enjoy it again, and it's like just it's wonderful, That's what I got to say about that.
I went there for a rehearsal dinner in 2007, and the dinner was spectacular at the Clawson Steakhouse. It was just incredible.
Just other than the size, what makes their steak so good? Oh, we lost them.
You know who would know?
Well, he said Jansen.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. The pride of Clawson himself would be all about that. He's probably driving off the road right now. Oh, dude, let me tell you.
Yeah, he might be driving straight here to right? join us live at practice. Bill is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to talk about the Tigers. The screener said you were going to start taking some Tiger calls.
Yeah, we're good with that. Go.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear the Lions are looking so good today. I try not to overreact, and that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy your guys' show, because you're not overreactionary. But I'm trying not to be right now. Yeah, I see today's game as being pretty damn important. I think that I'm really worried about Flaherty. I'm starting to really worry. And just a note to AJ, please no more Tommy Canley. That's the 86.
Tommy Canley is really trying Tigers fans' patience, and I'm sure it's affecting the staff right now too, of what they're going to do with him, because he just hasn't been good at all. He's been completely unreliable, and it's a problem. Jack Flaherty, I thought, pitched really well last night. You get into that fifth inning, and it was just strange.
It was strange.
Bloop hit after bloop hit after soft hit, no hard contact at all, but somehow every one of those found its way to the turf beyond the fielder's reach. And I was actually encouraged by Jack Flaherty compared to his last start, where he just got hit a ton and hard hit. This was different, and I felt bad for him because I thought he pitched well.
Well, he had a season-high 19 swings and misses, okay? And he didn't get out of the fifth inning. And he was fooling Chicago hitters. And in that disastrous fifth inning, where the White Sox loaded the bases with nobody out, he had the stuff to get out of it. there were just some bat throws. Like, literally, guys are fooled and swinging at pitches out of the zone where they would throw the bat. And to their credit, these are two-strike emergency swings. And I'm in trouble, and I get the barrel of the ball, the barrel of the bat on the ball in a save-me kind of swing. And guess what? They get a single out of
yeah.
it. And there was also one that was hit that came off the bat at 107 miles per hour. All in all, look, I don't think it was a disastrous outing for Jack Flaherty. The result was pretty disastrous. The fifth inning was disastrous.
It was,
but 19 whiffs, a season high.
That's a lot. And the contrast of the fifth inning where there was such soft contact with the first inning,
yeah.
where you had two fly balls that looked like they're going to be out of the ballpark,
both.
And they were
yeah.
you know, just hit to the warning track, and the outfielders made the plays on them. That's baseball, right? Hard contact led to outs, and then soft contact led to base runners.
So, it, you know, as far as what he said about today's game, you know, one baseball game doesn't make or break your season. But to an extent, I agree with him. I think today is kind of important. It's about winning series. And the White Sox is not a team you should lose a series to. I know, like, the last – since the All-Star break, they've averaged close to 6 runs a game, which has really been a turnaround for them. Offensively, they've been way better. And it's post-All-Star break. And if you look at their run totals, they put up some big run totals. And they did again last night. So they're more formidable. They figured some stuff out. And the Tigers, I think it, you know, I go back to the baseline expectation, win the series. And, you know, as Bill said, there is a tendency, you know, we try and tap the brakes and usually see the big picture. A series loss to the White Sox isn't good. It just isn't good. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it or tell you otherwise. This is a series that they should win. And if they don't at this time of the season with what's on the line, it'll be disappointing. Now, what do they got going today? And they play this afternoon. They got Troy Melton, and they called up Sawyer Gibson Long. They're starting Troy Melton, so they're still piecing it together here a little bit of who their go-to guys are going to be. And we're late in the season with a first-place team.
Yeah, here's what I'm curious about with this afternoon's game. With Melton being named the starter, is how many innings are they going to give him? Is he going to be, like, pitching into the sixth inning if he's pitching well? Or is this like, look, we got to ramp you down. We're going to use you every couple days out of the bullpen, or every few days, so maybe he's only going to go 2 or 3 innings. I don't know. I'm curious to see what the usage is. And, of course, it's going to be largely dependent on, you know, how he's pitching. But if he's pitching really well, does AJ take him out after 3 and turn things over to somebody else?
We'll see what happens there. Bottom line is, last night was disappointing, but it's one game, right?
Yeah.
It's one game, and try not to get too excited about one game, nor get too down over one game. But a series is a whole different thing. And the series is on the line today. And I think there's some premium on this game today. And it is what it is. Now, as far as other things, what's going on with Jamai Jones?
Well, I think maybe the Jamai Jones experiment, it's time to look elsewhere and give somebody else a chance who's hitting well right now. And to me, it's Justin Henry Molloy. I like Jamai Jones's heart. I liked it earlier in the season. He was, you know, a pinch hit situation, would just thrive in it. But he is he's in a kind of a big slump here. And it's a bit of a problem when you look at what he's done. And he had the opportunity. He comes in last night, and he's hitting for – was he hitting for Carpenter? They took Carpenter out because of the lefty-lefty situation, and they're not giving him that opportunity last night. Jamai Jones comes in and goes 0-for-3 in pretty good matchup situations, and he just didn't get it done. Meanwhile, Riley Green, who is not hitting lefties as well as Curry Carpenter is, he's not being taken out. And I'm not saying he should be. I'd like to see both guys – stay in and have that chance. But Jones is 9 for his last 60, and that goes back to June. Justin Henry Molloy is hitting .318 at Toledo with a .927 OPS. He had 4 hits in the game last night, and I really liked his at-bats when he was with the Tigers. Look, he may not have gotten on base as much as they wanted him to, but it wasn't, you know, two pitches and he's out. I mean, he was making the pitchers work for it. So I want to see him come back and have an opportunity. And it's not so much an indictment of Jamai Jones, but
Well, you know, he's only playing in situations that are going to be advantageous to him.
And exactly. And if you're not going to thrive in that situation, try somebody else out. So, I mean, that's one that has to change. Another one that's going to have to change and change for the better soon is Zach McKinstry.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's an issue here. Since he went 4-for-5 against the Nationals on July 2nd, he is 18-for-96. That's a 187 average. So he's not getting it done, and this is a longer sample size now, nearly 100 at-bats there. And maybe it's time to start to lean on Colt Keith a little bit more and give him more opportunities to play on an everyday basis.
Colt Keith had a couple brutal at-bats last night before
They had two hits and they had a three.
Yeah.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Home run,
Before pulling it together, but I guess that's baseball. The kid that had the 12, the shortstop, is it Anderson? Who had two brutal strikeouts and then fell behind 0-2 on two curveballs, and then was one of the ones that got a base hit in that fifth inning. So, bottom line here is, I don't want to put too much on one frickin' baseball game out of 162.
No, not at all.
But I do feel like today's important for the Tigers. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans, you want to sound off on your team. Still in first place. Interesting day today. Troy Milton, who's been very encouraging, gets the start. And Sawyer Gibson Long, according to the beat reporters, has been called up. Joint practices continue from out here at the Allen Park headquarters of the Lions with the Dolphins. Lions having what appears to be a very good day. I'll be intrigued to get the coach's take on it afterwards. Leading into Tiger baseball this afternoon, the series finale from Chicago. Hey, on Tuesday, August the 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. If you're a football fan and you've been looking at betting on somebody to win the Super Bowl or maybe an MVP or any other award candidate, take a look at FanDuel, the app or the website, on Tuesday, August 26th. They'll be taking your predictions. It is a special day with special odds. So if you want to take a flyer in an MVP race, and I looked it up and I've talked about it, Goff 35-1. What if you can get better odds than that? Jahmyr Gibbs, who Detroiters love, is 121. I know it's tough for a running back, but he is a weapon, right? Or if you want to pick a Super Bowl favorite, again, look for favorable odds, parlays, division winners, dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for hunches, your hot takes, your calls, your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your future bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.